وقل رب زدني علما.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعاله وصحبه وموالاه. أما بعد, tonight is the 21st of the month of Ramadan. الحمد لله. It's the first night from the last 10 nights, which there is night of Qadr in it. The night of Qadr, it may be any night of the last 10. It may be any night of the last 10. Because even the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught him what night is the night of Qadr, after he didn't know sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came to know it, he knew it, he came to his companion to tell them what night it is. Then two Sahabi dispute Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim for an issue. Then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I forget it. Nusitu. It was made me forget. وَلَعَلَّهُ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. It may be better for you. Then he mentioned sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in some hadith to look for it. The 25th, the 23rd, 25th, 27th. Some hadith, the add numbers. Some hadith, last 10. So he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, didn't know it. Therefore, he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to make i'tikaf seeking that night. Before he knew, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was in last 10, he didn't know where. He made i'tikaf the first 10 of the month. Then another time, the middle 10 of the month. Then at the end of his life, he came to know it is a specific night, but then he forgot. But still know it's one of the last 10 nights. So it can be any night of the last 10. Therefore, one of the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, used to say it is 21st, it is tonight. Why? Because Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned the signs of night of Qadr, and the Sahabi mentioned he saw it, and it was 21st. Therefore, some scholars, they believe it is 21st. Night of Qadr is tonight, according to the sum of the opinion of the people of knowledge, because of that hadith. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned the signs of night of Qadr. The Sahabi said it was that night. Another companion, he swear by Allah, it is 23rd. A Sahabi is not swearing by the name of Allah without making sure what he's saying is sound. So he must be truthful, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So to him it was 23rd. Another Sahaba, not this time one or two or three, a group of companions have seen a dream that is 27th. That it is 27th. They mentioned that to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, I see your dream, get together. You agree on that dream. Okay. Therefore, some of the ulama, they say it's 21st, some of the 23rd, some of them 27th. And some of them, they said, the only way to understand all these hadith collectively and not to make contradictive is to say it is one night from the last 10 and it transfers. So 1 year is 21st, and that's what Sahaba was referring to. Another year is 27th. And that's what the guru of Sahaba, when they saw in a dream, in that year, it was night of Qadr 27th, not another night. And another year, it was 23rd. That's why the Sahabi swear by Allah, is 23rd. Because that year, it was 23rd. But it is not a specific night every time. Why? Because even the messengers didn't know it. Even he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, didn't know it. Who else could know it? But again, no contradiction that he didn't know, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and 1 year is 27th, 1 year is 21st, 1 year is 23rd, because he mentioned the signs of it and the Sahaba saw it. But that is those years. So, the strongest opinion is, it is any night. Most likely are nights. Most likely 27th. But again, that's not specific. It can be any night because of that. That's for Prophet ﷺ used to make i'tikaf or last day looking for the night of Qadr. And this shows the importance of that night. If Messenger Muhammad ﷺ, who is the messenger of Allah, his responsibility, no one had his responsibility. He was sent to all human. All human. And all the jinn. That's why his message, his responsibility was so great. And he was head of his state. The best government on earth, he was leading it. Government of justice and mercy and kindness and knowledge. He was the head of his state, alayhi wasallam. And he was the husband of 9 wives, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yet he was remaining in the masjid, last 10, going nowhere else, not to miss that night. So it's a great night. Because Allah said, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarak, is a blessed night, night full of blessings. Khayrun min alfi shahr, is better than 1,000 months, it's better than 83 years. The act of worship you do in that night, recitation of Quran, praying, sadaqah, doing good, learning, doing what Allah legislated for the sake of Allah is better than the action, the right to the same act of worship you would have done 83 years and more. It's a great opportunity. Think about if there would be a company who announced 10 nights you work for them. There's one night of it, they give you the salary of 83 years. Leave the 3 years, just 80 years. The income you make now, if it's good income, not if it's low income, if it's good income, they give you 83 years. But they don't tell you what night it is. It's last 10 of the month of Ramadan. What would you do it? Prepare yourself every night to walk, to invite your family members, all your friends. Some of you may be non-Muslims because you're kind. You want everybody to benefit. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the one who makes the promise. Khayrun min alfish. That night, angels descend with mercy. Tatanazzalu al-malaika. By the permission of Allah. That the night of Qadr. The angels come from heaven to the earth. That night, salamun hiya hatta matla'il fajr, peace and security until morning. So it's a great night. So every believer to try the night, these last 10 nights from tonight, to be the best you can be. Be better Muslim. Study the Quran, recite Quran more. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to recite Quran a lot. He used to give sadaqah a lot. Ajwad ma yakun. The most generous he would have been, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, especially when he meets Angel Jibreel. Give charity, be good, avoid, not you avoid haram, but also you avoid anything which is not valuable. Because this night is not going to come back to you. Because you don't know it if you will get another chance. Means tonight will never come back to you. But will you get another night? Allahu A'lam. Many of our beloved brothers and sisters used to be with us last Ramadan. Now I remember one of the brothers. He was last Ramadan with us. until 27th, he gets sick. He never come back to the masjid. He passed away, rahimahullah. Allah forgive them. And after that, how many die? From those who used to be with us, Taraweeh, who of us guarantee he will remain next year? Only Allah knows. Therefore, get advantage from this time. Go on soccer, playing, going around, chatting, smartphones, internet, games. Wallahi, it's useless. Don't be on deletion. This time is very valuable. Allah magnified. Prophet ﷺ mentioned its status. وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. When Allah makes something big, Allah honors something, honoring it is from piety of the heart. So please try, and the least you do, don't harm anybody. The least you do, don't harm anybody with your tongue, with your hand. No throwing trash, not going to the Walmart while people praying and taking their stuff, not disturbing when people are in salah. Parents have responsibility on their kids. They know they don't control. Leave them home instead of disturbing people praying, wants to worship Allah. Barakallahu feek. We ask Allah al-Kareem to guarantee us the night of Qadr and what is in it of mercy and forgiving and freeing from hellfire. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Barakallahu alayhi wa sallam.